All right, we're starting here on the bottom of Sanach Dalet Amud Bet towards the end. The Gemara is continuing to challenge positions of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, who argue about in our Mishnah, when you bring in the new pair to do the Gerah on them, which one becomes the primary in this case when you have two of them, because now you have a double of one of them. You've placed one through the Hagrala. The second one, you have a duplicate. Which is the duplicate and which one is used? We saw before Rav says, Sheni Zug Rishon Yikrav. The second one in the first grouping gets put on the Mizbeach, means the original one gets put on the Mizbeach, and one Vagrala is the one that's the excess. Rabbi Yochanan says, Sheni Shibzug Sheni Ikrav, that the second one from the second one, meaning the Hagrala, determines the two new, and the original one that was left over is problematic. So the Gemara says, based on that, it's not. Shein Chatat Hatzibur Meito. The reason behind the position in our Mishnah that argues on Rabbi is because the Chatat Hatzibur is Eina Meita, and therefore it doesn't go the mita here, the one that's left over. Ha, the yachid ki hai gavna meito. The implications from that were, if this had been a korban yachid, it would have been put to death. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, I can explain this phenomenon. Kedirabi Abba Amar Rav. Because of the position of Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, Dam Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, hakol modim, shenit kaper she'in avuda, avuda meita. Everybody agrees that if you utilize the one that was not lost, then the avuda, the one that was lost, dies. This has to do with the machloka between Rabbi and the Chachamim with regards to a chatat that got lost. You get a chatat that was lost, and then you found it, but in the interim, you replaced it. So now you have two chatot that are sitting in front of you. When you make a decision to be makrib, one of those chatot, what happens with the residual? What happens with the second one? So that is a machloka, Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Yirei Achi Yistev, goes out to grace, because the only time that there's a chatat ameita is if you find it after you already had attained kapara by the other one. But in this instance, when they're both in front of you, and you have to make a decision which one you put on, we do not say meita. On the other hand, Rabbi says it's always meita. So here you have a machlok between Rabbi and the Chachamim with regards to mita. But in our situation now, we're stuck. We said, ein chatat etzibor meita, implying that even the Chachamim agree, if it had been a korban hayachid, in this instance, it would be meita. Well, how could it be that it's meitah here by a korban hayachid? The Chachamim say both chatot are sitting in front of you, and you're makriv one of them, the other one does not die. The only time it dies is when you found it after you already had been nitchaper be'acher. So here's the case, you have two chatot sitting in front of you, and we're going to say that by a korban hayachid, it's meitah. So how do you explain that phenomenon? We say, well, that's Rabbi Abba Amar Rav. Rabbi Abba Amar Rav says, when you make that choice afterwards, when you have two chatot sitting in front of you, if you pick the one that was the original chatat, then you're fine. That one goes on the Mizbeach, the other one is the Re'iyah. On the other hand, if you pick She'ena Avuda, you pick the one that was the replacement, then even the Chachamim agree that when you pick the one that's the replacement, the first one is the Mita. Now I understand the phenomenon in our Mishnah, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, which one of the Korbanot do you put on the Mizbeach? According to Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to the choice now, I have, for instance, a Seir Lazazel that died. I bring in a Hagrala, I have a new set here. The Seir Lazazel, now I have a new Seir Lazazel. Seir Lashem, I have two Seirim Lashem. I have the original one, and now I have the one from the Hagrala. Rabbi Yochanan says, which one do you put on the Mizbeach? The second one, the one from the Hagrala. That is the equivalent of She'ena Avuda over here. It's the one that wasn't ever lost. And so therefore, the diuk out of the Mishnah is correct. That if it was B'yachid, the first one would die. It's only because it's B'tzipor that it's not dying. So I understand Rabbi Yochanan's position. El Rav, Havaleik Emafrish Teichatod Achrayut. According to Rav, when you're makrib the first one, the second one is not the Mita. And so there, how could you say over here that it's only because it's B'tzibor it's safe? But if it had been B'yachid, we would have gone to Mita. From Boshaya, Hifri Shtei Chatot Achrayot Mitchaper B'achat Mehem Ashnei Atireh. If, for instance, a person is scared that he might lose his Chatat, he can be Mafrish two animals, the Chatoto. And he'll utilize one of them as his Chatat. The second one does not go to Mita in that case, even though Nitchapra Balim B'acher, because when you originally separated them out, you separated them out with the possibility that one of them would be used and the other one would be left over. So that's built into the hafrashah. So now here also, according to Rav, in the situation where the Seir Lazazel died, and now I replaced it with the Hagrala, I have a Seir Lashem, a Seir Lashem, I have two of them. According to Rav, you use the first one. When you use the first one, the second one that you brought from the Hagrala is like a backup. A backup doesn't go to Mita. So then why would you suggest in our Mishnah that the reason it doesn't go to Mita is because it's B'tzibor? Habi Yochid, it would have been Mita. That's not true. Where it says, Kevin Damarova, Rav Savarlaki Rabbi Yossi, We saw earlier that Rava says that Rav's Shito is premised on that of Rav Yosef, Damar Mitzvah Berishon, that the better to use the first one, because the first one is the primary one. Then Mikara ke Mafrish Libudami. Therefore, when you Mafrish the second one, it's not like you're being Mafrish Lachrayut. By Mafrish Lachrayut, it means that I'm equal opportunity. I don't mind which one I use for the Chatat, the other one is the backup. But I don't designate which one is the primary and which one is the backup. I simply say I have two here. One I'll use, and the other one will be the backup. Over here, that's not the case. It's not like when I do the second Argolah, it's a backup. You can choose which one you want to do. That was the Gemara's question yesterday's Da. According to Rav, you should be able to do whichever one you want. Why do you have to do the first one? The answer is because he thinks there's primacy to the first one. Once you do that, then already you've changed the dynamic here. It's no longer, I mean, mafrish tu chatot, and I'm indifferent which one I use. No. I'm going to use the first one. The second one is if it's useless. From the moment that you're mafrish it, you know you're not going to use it because you're going to use the first one. If that's the case, then it's li'ibud. And so because of that, we say, even according to Rav, it's only because it's betzibur that it is, okay? But had it been beyachid, it would have been meita. Because Rabbi Yoshia's din does not apply over here. Even though we normally would apply it to the Rabbanon, we'd apply it to Rabbi. And if you're mafrish, shtei chatot achrayut, you would have been okay. Over here, that's not exactly the case because of mitzvah birishon. It's not. We continue in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tamut. Yehuda says that they die. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan damar sheni shibzug rishon yireh. So I understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, sheni shibzug rishon yireh, mitkaper b'sheni shibzug sheni, which one is considered to be the excess here? That's the second one in the first group. The one that was left over, is the one that is now the excess. The two new ones that come from the Argalah, those are the ones you use. The one that was left behind, that one goes out to graze. So Rabbi Yehuda Yamut. I understand why, according to that, Rabbi Yehuda would say it dies, because it's a problem of Balei Chaim Nidachim. Rabbi Yehuda certainly holds that Balei Chaim are Nidachim. And over here, you have a Baal Chai that was Nidach. And the Seir Lashem that's from the first group got Nidach. So that you can understand why Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the Chachamim in that position. Because you were nitzkaper with the sheni in the zug sheni, and therefore the first one is lemita. Elo l'rav, damar sheni shibzug sheni yireh. According to Rav, it says you used the original seir l'ashem. And the second one, I mean the one from the Hagralah, now goes out to graze. Rabbi Yehuda yamut. Rabbi Yehuda by my mechaper. Because if you do that, what do you have left over for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda believes that balei chayim nidachim, that means the first one's out. Now you're going to say the second one goes to the mita according to Rabbi Yehuda? There's nothing left. You don't have a seir l'ashem left. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, for sure, balei chayim and nidachim, that means number one's out. Now, the new hagralah, you have a new seir l'ashem. You just said to me that Rabbi Yehuda said, yamut, that the second one dies according to Rav. Now he has nothing left, so what are you going to be mitchaper? Zumar says, misavar to Rabbi Yehuda sheni shivzuk sheni koi. Why do you think the Rabbi Yehuda says tamut is talking about the second one from the second grouping? I mean, the latter seir l'ashem. How do you know that? Rabbi Yehuda sheni shivzuk rishon kai. He's arguing on the whole premise here. Not only Tamut, but Tamut, and it's the other one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and we saw this earlier according to Rav, that's exactly their machloket in the Mishnah, that they're arguing about Balei Chayim Nidachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Balei Chayim Nidachim, therefore, the first one is the problem. It's the one that's left over from the first grouping that goes the Mita. That's the argument. The Chachamim say, Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim, according to Rav. And therefore, you utilize the one from the first grouping. And the second one is the one that's Yireh Ad Shi Yistaev. So that's fundamentally a part of their machloket, according to Rav. That's exactly the difference. You have the Rishon and you have the Sheni. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rishon goes Lemita. The Sheni is the one that you utilize. On the other hand, the Chachamim believe the Rishon is the one that you use, and the Sheni is your Achi Stave. That's part of their Machloket, and that's how Rav's going to explain this situation. Some ask the question this way, or pose the question this way, it's from earlier, but Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda adds afterwards, Nishbach Adam Yamuta Mishtaleach. You spill the blood, then the Mishtaleach is put to death. Meta Mishtaleach. The Mishaleach dies, Yishpoch Adam, he spilled the blood. Bishlal Marav. Now I understand, Rav. Reisha pligi bechatat zibur. Besefe pigalige bebalei chayim nidachim. And according to Rav, I can actually explain here two stages in the machloket. In the first part of the machloket, it's just a question of, does chatat zibur mate, or chatat zibur not mate? That's one machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even a chatat zibur can end up the mita. Chachamim say no, there is no such concept. Secondarily, what also do they argue about? Whether balei chayim nidachim or balei chayim einam nidachim. Would you use the first one or do you use the second one? So that has two layers of machloket that are in a Mishnah. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda gives two cases. Rabbi Yehuda says, first of all, the chatat dies, tamut. And then another one, he goes, va'oda amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. Well, why do you have to say something else? If chatat tzibur is mate, it's all the same days, then what are you benefiting me by telling me again that the chatat tzibur dies? You just told me two things. Two cases, you just told me the same piece of information twice. But according to Rav, it's not the same piece of information. First, one piece of information is that chatat tzibur is mate, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The second piece of information is they argue about balei chayim nidachim, and therefore which one do you use is also a difference between them. So those two things then explain why Rabbi Yehuda brought two cases in the Mishnah to explain the two things that he argues about. On the other hand, Elo Rabbi Yochanan, vayvod. What are you going to do with that extra piece? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all the same machloket. It's all whether chatat tzibur, are they meita or not meita? Because even the Chachamim agree that balei chayim are nidachim, and therefore even the Chachamim agree use the second one and not the first one. So according to the Chachamim, balei chayim are nidachim. According to Yehuda, balei chayim are nidachim. If that's the case, then what's the difference between them? Machlok between them is whether chatat tzibur is meita or not meita. Why bring me two cases with the exact piece of information? The Gemara says, kasha. That's a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. And basically, that's exactly what we said in the end of yesterday's daf, which is, HaMishnah is meduyeket like Rav. The Mishnah fits better according to Rav than it does Rabbi Yochanan, because for Rabbi Yochanan, not only does the Mishnah not read so easily, but also you have this problem, which is, why are there two cases in the Mishnah? If you pose the question this way, again, you result in the same conclusion, which is the Mishnah supports Rav's position and not really Rabbi Yochanan's position. So now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah brings us two cases. One case is a case where the Mishtaleach dies, and it says then you spill the blood of the Seir Lashem. The other case is the blood of the Seir Lashem spills, then you put the Mishtaleach to death. So the Gemara says, I understand one of those two cases. Bishlama Nishbach Adam. If the blood is spilled, yamuta mishtaleach. I understand why the mishtaleach dies. Dagati lo itaved mitzvotei. Because you fail to complete the mitzvah. You have a problem here. The blood was supposed to be used for the Seir Lashem to do the matnot bifnim. You fail to do the matnot bifnim. You haven't done the mitzvah that should have been done with the Seir Lashem. Therefore, it's no good. It's no good. Then the mishtaleach dies because you haven't finished the process that needs to be done here. Ella meita mishtaleach. And the Mishtaleach dies, Amai Yishpoch Adam. Why do you have to dump the blood? V'ayit Avid Le'mitzvotei. You finish with the Mishtaleach. What does that mean? What is the whole purpose of the Mishtaleach over here? It's simply to have the Hagralah. All you need the Mishtaleach for is you do the lottery. The lottery's done, now you designated which one's L'Seir L'Hashem. If the Mishtaleach dies at this point in time, no big deal. You're already taking care of it. You got the Hagralah, you got the decision making. Ah, what about the fact that it has to be taken out, to be thrown off the cliff, so on and so forth? That's all the mitzvah, that's a chatchila. But b'diavad, if it dies, it's okay. All it has to do is be alive while you start the process, and once you're done, you're done. You don't need, the mishtaleach is simply about picking the Seir Lashem. So the Seir Lashem, in order to finish that process, you gotta do the hazot. For the Seir Mishtaleach, the only thing you have to do to finish the process is separate it from the Seir Lashem. Amrei debei Rabbi Yanai, Amrei kra. Wait a minute, that's not so simple. Because it says in the pasuk with regards to the Seir Mishtaleach, Yamod Chai Lifnei Hashem Nechaper. It's not really, the pasuk is Yamod Chai Lifnei Hashem Nechaper Alav, which makes it much more difficult, because then the Nechaper Alav is on the Seir Lazazel, not on the Seir Lashem. But the way the Gemara is reading it is, Yamod Chai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper, Ad Matai Yizaguk Liyot Chai, how long does the Seir Lazazel have to be alive? Ad Shat Matan Damim Shul Chaveiro, until the Kapara is completed of the Seir Lahashem. So here, now we change that dynamic, which is, how long does this Seir Lazazel have to be alive? Here we say, at minimum, it has to be alive until you finish up the Matnot Dam of the Seir Lashem. If that's the case, if it dies before you finish the Seir Lashem's Matanot, that's why you spill the blood, because now when the Seir Mishtaleach dies, it has impact. It's not Hatom. Question about this is not necessarily a Mishnah. The first part that we quote is a Mishnah, but then we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda's comment on the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda's comment is not found in the Mishnah. So therefore, you have to say either Tani or Tanyo to explain the whole sequence over here. But we have a Mishnah, which we've seen before from Shkalim, which is, Bnei Ayir, Sheshachu et Shiklehem. They sent their Shkalim into the Mikdash. V'nignevu o she'avdu. They sent them with a Shliach, and it was stolen or lost. Imni truma truma. If they already had separated out the Truma Talishka in the Mikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they did it, if that's already been completed, Nishvaim leGizbarim. The Shlichim have to take a Shavua to the Gizbarim because it's really no longer in the possession of the townspeople, but rather in the possession of Hekdesh. From the time that the Truma is done, that covers those people that had sent in their Shkalim. So the money on its way is already considered to be a part of Hekdesh. Vim lav, if they've yet to do the Trumat Lishka, then Nishbaim Libnei Ayir. Then the people of the city just lost their money. And the Shlichim, these messengers have to take a Shvuah to the townspeople saying that they were not Hosheya with the money. Ubnei Ayir Shoklim Acharim Takteim. And then they got to pay up again. They got to pay a second group of Shkalim because they never got their Hekdesh. Nimtzu'u, what happens if they do find them eventually? Or Shechzirum Aganavim. Or the Ganavim decided to do tshuva and they brought back the shkalim. So now I have two sets of shkalim. Elu ve'elu shkalim heim. They're both kodesh v'shkalim. Ve'ein olim lehen l'shana haba. And they don't get a credit for next year. They double paid this year. They don't get a credit for next year. Basically, too bad. You lost out. Because of what happened there, unfortunately, they lose out. And they have to pay shkalim twice this year. And again, they'll have to do it again next year. Ve'yudomer olim lehen l'shana haba. No, they get a credit towards next year. My time at the Rebbe Yehuda, what's the reasoning behind Rebbe Yehuda's position that you can utilize them for next year, get a credit for next year? Morova, kasav Rebbe Yehuda, chovot shel shana zu, krevot l'shana habah. The chovot of this year can be brought next year. You have obligations. You can prepay. You can discharge your obligation this year for what's going to happen next year. Eitve abaye, is that really true? Par v'seir shiyom ha-kipurim shavdu. Our Mishnah, a case where you have a parvaseir shiyom ha-kipurim, one of them got lost, something happened, v'frish achreim tachteyem, and then you separate new ones, v'chein sirei avodah zarah. Also the seir avodah zarah, again, this is when Rov B'nai Yisrael have a violation of avodah zarah, pi horat beitin, shabdu, they lost it, v'frish achreim tachteyem, and then they replaced them. Kulam, yamutu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they all go to death, meaning the excess one goes to death. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Yiru ad shiistavu, v'yimachru v'yipulu d'meyem l'nedava, shein chatat etzibur meita, similar to our Mishnah, same machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says they're yamuto, because chatat etzibur is meita, and here is one of the chatot that are meita, which is nitkapru abalim ba'acher. You're going to utilize the other one. Since you utilize the other one, the residual goes the meita, whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon believe that chatot etzibur are not meitot. And therefore, the second one is Yireh Ad Shi Yistayiv. But what you see from here is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't leave it over to next year. Why don't you just keep it around? Okay, it's supposed to go to Mita, but that's only because there's no purpose for it. But if you say here that you're allowed to keep one Chovah from year to year, then why don't you keep the Paran Seir of Yom Kippur from this year? They have an excess one. You'll use it next year on Yom Kippur. Okay. Why do you have to wait? So Megara says, Amalei Korbanot Tzibur Kamar? Shani Korbanot Tzibur Kid Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Talking about Korbanot Tzibur, wait a minute, you forgot there's a fiscal year in the Mikdash. There's a fiscal year in the Mikdash, you can't carry over Korbanot from one year to the next. Amar Rabbi Tavi, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, the Gabay, the Korbanot Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in Parshat Pinchas, Zot Olot Chodesh B'Chodesho. So why does it say Chodesh, Chodesho so many times? Amra Torah, Chadesh. When it's new, Haveli Karbanot mi Truma Chadasha. Haveli Karban, you bring the Karbanot from the new Truma. Which is Kadesh, when is that turnover? That's learned from Pashat Bo, which is, this is Rosh Chodeshim. What's Rosh Chodeshim? The beginning of the year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the fiscal year in the Mikdash begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're trying to carry it over from year to year, you're crossing over fiscal years. Now what you have to say is, Rabbi Huda just said before that you're allowed to prepay on the Shkalim. How come that's okay? There we're talking about the monies that are utilized for purchase of the Korbanot Tzibur. So what you have to say there is, as long as they're still in money form of the Trumat HaLishka, that's okay. That prepayment works. As soon as you actually buy the Korbanot Tzibur, you can't carry them across the fiscal year. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is differentiating between the Shkalim themselves versus the Korbanot Tzibur. There are Rishonim who suggest that when we say that they leave them over for next year, it's not that you put them into the pile and they're discharged, but rather you hold the money. The Gizbarim wait, and they put it into the Truma for next year. That's how it is. They don't dump it into this year's Truma, they hold it, and then they dump it into next year. What happens if they throw it into this year? That's the Gizbarim's mistake. It's not the townspeople that made the mistake. The treasurers made the mistake, and then they've discharged their obligation already. That's a much easier way to explain it, then you can differentiate. Rabbi Yehuda believes there is a fiscal year. Over here, he means you hold the money over to next year. When you're talking about the Korbanot that already purchased, you can't carry those across the fiscal year because they've already been expended. The money's expended. You can't carry it across the fiscal year.
You always carry across. And possibly not. Minimum, you're buying it 4 days in advance.
Correct. So what you're mentioning is what the Gemara in Shkalim deals with. At the end of the year, what happens? We had a bunch of leftovers. So there, the Gemara says that it's a Tznai Beit Din, that those items that were bought, you can exchange the money onto the craftsman's work, and then they bought it back with the new Truma. So there is a process by which they change over the fiscal year. So there is a mechanism for getting across the fiscal year when you have excesses. The Gemara says here, Rava's understanding here is mistaken because, look, we see here Korbanot Zibor cannot be carried across the fiscal year. So the Gemara answered, no, you're talking about Korbanot Zibor. That's different than talking about the Shkalim. Whether that's because these are the Shkalim only dumped in the next year or whether money is different than the actual purchase of the Korbanot, that does not upend Rava's position here, the explaining Rabbi Yehuda's position that you're allowed to carry Chovah to next year. So Gemara says, okay, that works well. Hantanya Tinach Seir. We just said before that the Par V'Seir Shliyom Kippurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are Yamut. They died because you, carrying them over next year is no value to you because you can't utilize them next year. So Gemara says that works well for the Seir because the Seir is purchased out of funds of the community, purchased from the Chumat Alishka. Par Ma'ika L'Meimar. The par is the par Kohen Gadol. It's funded by the Kohen Gadol. If that's the case, it's a Korban HaYachid. It doesn't have that fiscal year problem, and it should be able to carry over from year to year. So then why does the par the mita? I understand why the seer might be the mita, but I don't understand why the par is the mita. Ma'ika L'Meimar, Zera par altu seer. So we say, because the seer is the mita, so too the par is the mita. The Gemara asks an interesting question here. Mishum Zera Yamuto? Because of a gzeira, you're going to put them to death? What type of idea is this? Just because the par is here, okay, and the par goes the mita also. No, let the par hang over to next year. You separate between the par and the seir. Tosfot over here asks, it's a large Tosfot over here. It goes back to Kinin and goes through the cases where they lost birds and they fly back and forth. If you remember all those complex cases, he seems to indicate over there the birds are the mita. And it's even because it's a gzeira. So how come here the Gemara is so worried about a gzeira the mita, yet we have other instances where there is a gzeira the mita? Rabbeinu Yaakov of Orleans answered, there's a difference between birds and animals. Animals, you have an alternative. Birds, you don't have an alternative. Birds can never be redeemed. There's no pidyon by birds. So therefore, when you have to put an gzeira in place, the only option is the mita. By behemot, you do have an option. When you put a gzeira in place, you could say, yirei ad sheyistaev. Why do you have to say the mita? The mita is the most extreme form of how to deal with this. So when you put a gzeira in place, you have an alternative to do it, yirei ad sheyistaev. Tosafot then brings up another question on that position. It says it's not so simple. And the Re says, the question here is based on the situation that it's far-fetched. Because why are you trying to make a gzeira about a par from a seir? They're nothing alike. You have a seir, which is a seir to start with, it's a goat. And it's a korban atzibur, it's purchased out of the Chumat HaLishka. Now your goes there, the par, which is a par of a yachid, because it's purchased by the Kohen Gadol, and it's a par, not a seir. What type of gzeira is this? The two have nothing to do with each other. Why would you make gzeira lemita? That's one way that the Re answers, or the Gemara is going to give another reason why the Seir is the Mita here, which is already a Gzeira, why are you going to add on Par on top of that? So that's the, maybe this isn't your standard type of question or standard type of Mita, and that's why the Gemara is asking this question. So Va'od, in addition to that, forget about the fact that this is a far-fetched Gzeira. Ha, the Rabbi Tavi Amar Rabbi Oshaya Gufa Mitzvahi. The fact that there's a new fiscal year in the Mikdash is only Lechatchila. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Meshmol, Korbanot Zibor Abayim Be'echad B'Nisan, Mitzvah lavi min hachadash. The proper thing to do is to bring it from the new monies, from the new fiscal budget of the Mikdash. V'mivi min hayashan yatsa. If he brings it from the old ones, no problem. Elosh chiser mitzvah. He didn't do what was the chatchila. This is not me'akev. So here, if I have a choice, I'm sitting here with the par and the seir of Yom HaKippurim. I have doubles of them. So now what I'm going to do, put them on the mita, carry them over to next year. Okay, the chatchila, you need to swap them out. But, b'di'avad, if you carried them over, you could utilize them. Isn't that a much better usage of them than putting them in the mita? And even if you say the seir is the mita, what about the par? The par, for sure, you should carry over. El amar rabbi zeir lefi she'ena goral koveya mishanada chaverta. Problem is that the lottery doesn't work from year to year. The lottery here assigns which one's Lashem, which one is Azazel. But basically, when you cross over the fiscal year, it's as if it erases the memory of the lottery. All right, they're going to ask exactly what David says. Let's do another lottery. That I do have a problem with because everybody will realize that they did another lottery this year, and they'll think that you're allowed to carry over from the lottery from year to year. Mara says again, okay, that works. You gave your explanation for the Seir. The Seir is subject to a lottery. Par, ma'ika l'meimar. Par is not subject to a lottery. The par is the par of the Kohen Gadol. So that's not a reason to say that the par has to be the mita. It says, gzeira par atu Seir. Same thing again. Par atu Seir. And the Gemara asks the same question again, which is, msum gzeira yamuto. Doesn't make sense for a gzeira that you're going to put the par to death. So that was again what Tosfot said before, the secondary reason, which is, even the whole idea that crossing over the fiscal year is problematic is only l'chatchila, not b'diavad. So the fact that the Seir is the mita by the Korban Tzibur of the Seir, because it crossed over the fiscal year, that's already a precarious position, because that's only the Tatchila, it's not Bidiyavad. To say on top of that, you're gonna, Par is gonna die, when it's not even part of the Chatot Tzibur, that's like extreme. For the Seir itself is already a little bit questionable, now you're gonna say the Par dies as well. And here again, by Rabbi Zeira, you have the same problem. The whole problem by the Seir is the Goral, which is not applicable to the Par. If it's not applicable to the Par, why you be goes to the Par, or to Seir? So Yamut, it's a very extreme form to way to deal with it. So Amru Rabbanan Kameh de Rabaye. So Rabbanan presented to Abaye, maybe this is their reason. Gzeira Mishum Chatat, Shemei Tu Baleha. The problem here is we're afraid that it's a Chatat whose Balim might die. Rashi claims it may be that the Kohen Gadol will pass away during that year. If the Kohen Gadol passes away during the year, then it's a Chatat, Shemei Tu Baleha, you won't be able to use it. Tosafot says that's a little far-fetched because, first of all, we don't have Gzeira Shemei Yamut. We already discussed that. We don't worry about people dying. If they're dead, we worry about it. But we don't worry about people will die. Number two is the Kohen Gadol. Gzeirah Chatat Shemei Tu Baleha is when people don't know. We know who the owner is here. And we know exactly if he dies, everybody's going to know that his power can't be used next year. So Tosafot claims it's one of the Kohanim die. So what's the big deal one of the Kohanim die? Because the power of the Kohen Gadol is also the Kapara for the Kohanim. It's not just for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore it'll become a par, Shemei Tu Baleha, and you're not gonna know if one of the Kohanim died, or remember if one of the Kohanim was around last year, he's not around this year. And that is gonna be a par, Shekipru Baleha.
But we said, people have to know that that's normal, right? People die, people come in.
Well, that's true with Bnei Yisrael, because there it's a Korban HaTzibur. When you're not dealing with a Korban HaTzibur, when the Balim died, then it's a significant event. Even though, your real question should be,
but theoretically, if Kohen dies, well,
no, because there we said, if you remember back in the Gemara, the Par is bought by the Kohen Gadol himself, not by anybody else. The fact that the Kohanim attained Kapara, there was a machloket in the Gemara, is whether Kafra Kifuya, which means that they get a free ride, or a mikvah, that the Torah grants them ownership in the animal, but that's right at the time of Kapara, that's when they're granted ownership. But your question really should be the other way around, which is, if we say, based on what we said earlier, that the Kohanim get a free ride here, why one of the Kohanim dying makes a difference? Because they don't really have any ownership. So Tosafot says, even according to the one who says they get a free ride here, still it would have significance. That's what Tosafot says. He has to get around that problem. But if Tosafot says it's one of the Kohanim that died, Rashi says it's the Kohen Gadol died, that's what the Gzera is for the Par. So now Gemara says, Hanatinach Par. Now you explain why I can't carry the Par over from year to year. Seir Ma'ika Lameimar. Why can't I carry over the Seir? That is corporate Klal Yisrael, where it makes no difference if people die or don't die. There it's not an issue of Chatat Shemei Tu Baleha. I said, Gzera Seir, Atupar. And then we reversed it. We said, Gzera of the Seir, Atupar. Par is the one that needs to die, so the Seir will also die. The Gemara says again, Mishum Gzera Yamuto. Because of Gzera, you're going to put the Seir to death? Doesn't make sense. Ella, Gzera Mishum Chatat, Shavrash Nata. This is what David asked before. Wait a minute. How old is this animal? A Chatat, in general, Chataot, goats and sheep that are used for Chataot, they are Bnei Shana. They have to be 1 year old. So by definition, by next Yom Kippur, it can't be 1 year old. Because the minimum for allow you to bring a korban is it has to be 8 days old before you can bring it as a korban. So the animal we're dealing with here has to be a minimum of 8 days old. Actually, it has to really be a minimum of 9 days old. Because you have to be makdishit on Erev Yom Kippur. You can only, we learned on Friday's daf, you can only be makdish the animal once it's of age. So it has to be at least 8 days old before you're makdishit. That means by Yom Kippur, it's already 9 days old. Show up next year, it's over a year. You've already crossed over the year threshold. It's not a ben shana anymore. Mar says, gzeira? What type of gzeira is this? He gufa chatat shavrash natahi. What do you mean it's a gzeira? Maybe they'll expire on its year. What do you mean gzeira maybe will expire? It is a chatat shavrash natah. This animal is more than a year old by the time you get around next year. So Mar says, alokasho ki rabbi. That's like rabbi, like Ira just says, Titania, Shana Tmima. When it comes to the houses in a walled city, when you sell a house in a walled city, you have a year to redeem the house. If you do not redeem it within that period of a year, it's a permanent sale and you cannot reverse it. How long do you have? Shana Tmima. You have a whole year to bring it back. Mone, Shlosh Meot Vishim Chamisha Yom. Kiminyan Yimota Chama, Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, what does it mean a year? You have 365 days to buy it back. You don't buy it back within that 365 day period, it's a permanent sale. He counts 12 months, day to day. And if it's a leap year, like this year, then it's the benefit of the seller, because it's from day to day. So if you sold it on Hey Tishrei, following year on Hey Tishrei, that's when your year expires. Doesn't matter if it takes you 12 months or 13 months to get there. Hey Tishrei is when your year expires. So now you have a position here, according to Rabbi, where you could have actually a situation in which the animal is still under a year when you reach the next Yom Kippur. That's because the difference between a solar and lunar year. Lunar year is 354 days. A solar year is 365 days. That's an 11-day difference. Now, we just said before, the minimum, the age of an animal on Yom Kippur is 9 days. So you don't have a lot of room, so it's actually going to be 364 days old when it gets to the next Yom Kippur, because it's already 9 on this Yom Kippur. 354 days gets you back to every Yom Kippur. And then Yom Kippur itself is going to be on the 364th day. So you have a very narrow window where that could actually work, where you take an animal exactly on its 8th day in Makdishit, and then you use it on its 9th day in Yom Kippur, you fail to use it. That's the only case in which you're going to have this animal be old enough the next year to be utilized. And that's why the Gemara says, Gzeira. It's a Gzeira because there is an instance where you could actually keep it within that window of a year. So now Gemara says, Ehatinach Sayir. That works well for a Sayir. Par, Ma'ika Lameimar. What about the par? Par, it can be 3 years old and be utilized. When we're talking about a seir, when we're talking about a chatat, that's 1 year old, it can graduate out, it can be too old. Over here by the par can be 3 years old, then what's the big deal? Now, this is not such a simple question. Tosafot already raises the issue and says, okay, wait a minute. If a par has to be 3 years old, that just means next year it's 4 years old. And it also graduates. Meaning that if a par means 3 years old, then when it's 4 years old, it's no good. So then how could you suggest over here that par is a question? Par can also have the same problem with the year. So he says two things. One is the possibility, there is a position of Rabbi Yossi over there, that a par has to be 3 or older. It's not that it's just 3 years old, but they're 3 and older, and therefore this goes according to that, or we're asking according to Rabbi Yossi's position, which is that it could be 3, 4, or 5 years old. If that's the case, then obviously there's a fair question here. The other possibility is the halacha, the Moshe Misinai of a chatat shavra shnata is exactly that. A chatat, that's year past. Tosafot suggests over here that the halacha of Moshe Mishnai was only said with regards to a kisba, seira, or a seir. It's only said with these animals that are 1 year old in their first year. And that's where the halacha of Moshe Mishnai was said. And it's not said with regards to a par that is 3 years old. It's not said there at all. So therefore, there's no reason to be gozer by the par because the gzera doesn't apply. So one of those two reasons, the Gemara is asking the question or the gzera over here, either because the chatat shemeita does not apply, the expiring or graduating out of your year does not apply to a par. So that's one possibility. Or the other possibility is that this is according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that they don't graduate out because a par can be 3, 4, or 5 years old as long as they're not a zaken, as long as they're not an old. You can't bring an old par. As long as it's still a young par, you can bring it. Par, what are you going to do? So Michael Amemar, Gzera Par Atu Seir. You're going to say now again, Gzera Par Atu Seir, Mishum Gzera Yamot, again, the same problem. V'od, Chatat Shavrash Nata, Diri'i Azla. First of all, wait a minute. A Chatat that is aged out and it's too old, it goes Diri'i Azla. Damrish Lakish, Chatat Shavrash Nata, Ru'ino Takil, Hu'i Omedet, Beit HaKvarot, V'ro'eh. We look at it as if it's stuck in the Beit HaKvarot, which means that you can't get to it, you can't access it. Since you can't access it, it is, it goes out to graze. If that's the case, why can't we leave over this par or seir to the next year? If you're telling me yamut, what do you mean yamut? It doesn't have to die. It can go out and graze. There's no issue here. Elam Araba, Gezeira Mishum Takala. This comes back to what Fred asked before. We do have an issue here, which is called Takala. We don't want to leave things around for another year because you have a serious issue, which is people might utilize them in the interim. You have risk. Keeping Hekdesh around is risky. It's really risky to keep Hekdesh around because of the mix-ups, the possible mix-ups that can happen, and then you really run yourself into big problems. So because of that mix-up, the Gemara is saying, Yamut, it dies. So here we're willing to have the animal die because of Takala. Again, there's a purpose to having the animal die, and because there's a purpose to having the animal die, therefore we say Yamut. Because the Tanya, we have a Braita, Ein Makdishin, Ve'ein Marichin, Ve'ein Machrimim Bizman Hazeh. Post-Churban, we don't allow you to be Makdish animals. We don't allow you to assign Erech, meaning that if you say Erech Ploni, the value of so-and-so is to the Mikdash, and there's a table at the end of Sefer Vayikra, it tells you how much you have to pay. Ve'ein Machrimim. Rashi says here, that this is according to one who says, Stam Charamim Leberek Abayit. That Stam Charamim go to the coffers of the treasury of the Mikdash, and therefore, we don't allow you to be machrim because that's equivalent of hektesh. Tosfot says it can be even according to the one who says Tam Charamim LaKohanim. The Charamim go to the Kohanim because until it reaches the Kohen, it has a din of full-fledged hectation, you're Moel in it. So you have the same problem. Bizman Azeh, you don't do this. Why? The answer is obvious because what are you going to do? You have to keep it around now until the Mikdash is rebuilt. That might be you're holding on for a long time and there's a big possibility of mix-ups here that you don't want to happen. So Be'im Higdish, Ve'rich, Ve'chrim, what do you do? What happens if a person violates this statement of the Brayta? It's also a Mishnah in Shkalim that we learned towards the end of Shkalim. What do you do if you violate that? It says, Ve'im Higdish, Ve'rich, Ve'chrim, Behema Te'aker. Behema Te'aker means you ruin it. Perot, Ksut, Ve'kelim, Yerkevu. So Perot, fruits, clothing, and utensils, Yerkevu, they are rotted. Ma'ot, Ve'kelim, Te'chot. When it comes to money and metallic utensils, which don't basically rot, they don't go bad, they don't degrade in such a fashion, you have to take their value to Yam HaMelech and dump it in Yam HaMelech, which is destroys everything. It'll eat anything up because of the salt content. What is ikur? So I said before, you ruin the animal. What does that mean? Noel dalit lifanah v'imeta me'ala. You close up the barn door and it dies by itself. It's the same mita that we've been discussing all along here. So takala demai. What are we worried about here? What takala are we worried about here? E takala dakrava. If we're worried about someone's going to be makriven on the mizbeach, afilu kol riyot ami. Anything that has to go out to graze and you have to wait for it to get a mum, why don't you worry that in the interim somebody's going to use it as a korban? E takala de giza vavoda. What do you think the problem is that people are going to work with it? They're going to use it for plowing. They're going to shear it. Afilu koriyot nami. The problem exists also for those that you send out to graze. Like where it says, lo, the olam takala de akrava. We're worried about akrava. Vahanach, the la bnei akrava ninu, lo torid bu. Those animals that are not ra'oi for akrava, people don't get involved with them. Hach, tabad akravahi, tarid ba. People are involved with it. When you say the animal goes out the ri'iyah, goes out to graze, everybody knows it's not going on the mizbeach anymore. So it's not within their purview of animals that are going on the mizbeach. They don't consider it. Here, these animals, the parents of the year of Yom HaKippurim, if you can utilize them the successive year, then people know that they're still within the pool of animals that are going to be utilized. Yeah, they have to wait for next Yom Kippur. But if they're in the pool of animals that are going to be utilized, yeah, that you can have a mix-up and they're going to end up putting on the mizbeach too early. They're going to use it for something else. There, there's a possibility of takala. The Gemara says, v'takala atzma tana'ehi. This idea of takala is a machloket tanaim. The Tanya Chada, we have one brayta that says, Pesach shelo karei berishon, ikra b'sheni. If you have a Pesach that was not brought on Pesach Rishon, you can bring it on Pesach sheni. B'sheni. If it wasn't utilized on Pesach sheni, ikra b'shana ha-ba'a. It'll be utilized in the following year. Pesach has the same problem. A Pesach is only allowed to be brought in its first year of life. It has the same problem of avra shnata. So you have to say this is according to Rabbi. Betanya idoch. You have another brayta, lo yikrav. And it's expired, you can't bring it anymore. Maila betakala pligi. Isn't it exactly what they're arguing about? Whether you're allowed to hang over the Pesach until the next year or not. It says lo. Tukuliyama lo chashinan letakala. Everybody agrees, we don't worry about takala. V'ocha. Plukta de Rabbi v'rabonon kamifligi. They're arguing about the year. Whether it expires in the year or doesn't expire in the year. Lo kasha Rabbi v'rabonon. The first brayta that says you can carry it over to the following Pesach is according to Rabbi, who says the year is determined by 365 days, not by the date. Whereas the Rabbanan say that it's determined by the date, and they say you can't carry it over to next year. It's a practical problem. Just you can't utilize it the next year, according to Chachamim. So what's the point of carrying it over to the next year? Where it says, V'chvatanya hein the ma'ot. Then we have a brayta that says that equally applicable is monies of Korban Pesach as it is to animals. And when we're talking about monies, monies don't expire. They're not a year old the next year. You can't use the money. So over there, it's clear that the machloket has nothing to do with aging out, and has to do with whether we worry about takala or not. Alav shmamina, b'takala plige shmamina. See here that that is a machloket tanaim. We have two brayto. One that says we do worry about takala. One says that we do not worry about takala. But at least here, now we have an explanation for why Rabbi Yehuda says that the parents a year of Yom HaKippurim have to be the mita. Why are they the mita? Because we don't allow you to carry them over because of takala. There's a big risk keeping the parents of Yom HaKippurim over to next year. And that's why he says tamut, because of that issue of takala. Now takala is an interesting issue. We have it over here. Today, we have our Mishnah here says that because of takala, we don't carry things over at all. We don't have Maaser Behema, we don't have Bechor, we don't do any of these things. We learned the Gemara in Shkalim. It was the last Mishnah in Shkalim that brought, that's this actually is quoted as a Mishnah, but we've learned there that that's not necessarily true all the time. And that by Maaser Behema, you can still keep Maaser Behema around because if it gets a mum in it, you can eat it for the Baalim, and everything is fine. So it actually happened to be a machloket Bavli and Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, they said, no more Meiser Behema because of Takala. In Eretz Yisrael, for many hundreds of years, after Churban HaBayit, they still kept Meiser Behema. They were Mafish Meiser Behema, they waited until it got a mum, and then the Bavli made it. And there was a difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, no, because of Takala. The Yerushalmi said, it's fine, we don't worry about Takala. It's interesting here, because Tosafot raises the issue of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was so wealthy that he used to be mafrish thousands and thousands of behemoth for Meiser Behema every year. That's how wealthy he was. Tosafot says, wait, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is post-Churban. If he's post-Churban, what do you mean, Meiser Behema? There's a problem of Takala. Tosafot asks this all over Shas, and he proves that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived after the Churban because he replaces Rabbi Gamliel. Remember, he's the one who sits in for Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel's post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's the Nasi during the Churban. So we know that he's post-Churban. He could have been at most like 15 at the Churban. So Tosafot gives three answers. One is that Apichopos, that he had an executor of the estate who was taking off the Meiser Behema from him when he was younger. So that's one possibility. The second possibility is it wasn't really Meiser Behema, but rather a tax to the king. That's what it means Meiser. Meiser not to the Mikdash, but Meiser to the king. So Tosafot over here, he says he doesn't like it, even though in other places he does. He says the last possibility is that Zera did not go into effect immediately. The Zera of Takala, I guess, only went into effect when they started to realize things were taking time and the Korban was not going to be rectified immediately. If that's the case, then we're really going to run into these problems of Takalot, and that Zera only takes place a couple of years after the Korban, and therefore there was a chance for him to be Mafrish, Maser Behema. Okay, we'll stop over here.